Hi, Gustav. Welcome back. First of all, I just want to say congratulations for the birth of your child. Welcome back in this team where everything is going well right now. You missed the trip in Western Canada. You come back and this team is really playing well. So how was it to get back in the lineup with a team that is playing so well right now?
Yeah, first of all, thank you so much. I mean, it's been unreal to see and just follow along with the team, just to see them progress over the last, 3 weeks or so since I've been out. And for me, you know, that was the biggest thing, was just to come in and kind of match that growth that they've had and obviously fit in, right off the bat, obviously, to not slow things down. So, you know, it's great to see. And I, just wanted to catch up and be up to speed with them.
You were able to jump in the rush a few times, and one of those times there was a goal on it. So you were feeling comfortable in both sides of the ice tonight?
Yeah, I felt a little bit tired off the bat, but just wanted to play simple, wanted to play smart, and kind of make plays when they were open. I also haven't seen these teams as regularly either. So for me, it was just focusing on my preparation and being ready.
So about the last few weeks for you, your wife was able to give birth. So what happened in the last couple of weeks with the COVID situation in our hospitals? Everything went well?
Yeah, it went great. The whole system was unbelievable. The doctors, the team, all the trainers here of coaches and players, everybody's, helped in a way. The only thing lacking is some sleep, but everything's been great so far.
All right, Gustav, thank you very much. Congrats again.
Next question, Sean Campbell, TSN 690.
Gustav, congratulations as well. And I'm sure you're happy to be back on the ice. What's different about the team? I know that they've been winning, but from when you left 11 games ago and then you're back, what difference do you see from that team to this team now?
I've been around, Coach Bouchard for a bit here, and, it's just whoever's in the lineup, regards to injury and whatnot, the guys are just buying in, the guys are playing the right way, playing for each other. There's no real frustration or selfishness amongst anybody, really. It's just about winning. And, I think it was so easy to come in and play tonight because, everybody's just doing their job. So I think, that's kind of the basis of it. It's pretty simple. It's just coach has everybody buying in and the players are doing a great job.
I'm just curious with, you being on a taxi squad, you being home with a newborn and with the Rocket out on the road, how much were you even able to pay attention to the team, if at all?
Mainly highlights, seeing the good stuff, I guess. I had a real good opportunity to watch the Habs play up close, follow along their style of play, and also, watch the top level. So for me, it was just kind of taking small things away from there. But, in regards to the team here, it just seemed like win after win and just watching the goals. So that was about it.
I know a taxi squad is new and it's different, but when you go up and you get called and you can kind of practice and see them up, the Canadians up close, how much does that fuel the fire for you to get to the next level?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I've been away for a bit now. I've only played 4 games in the last few years here. So, that's always the end goal, I think, for everybody. And, it's a different pace too. Even to practice with those guys and even to watch the games, you got to raise your level a bit and be ready for every single time you hit the ice. So, for sure it fueled a little bit in me, cause when you're down for quite some time, you kind of need something to push yourself.